In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Full disclosure here, brothers and sisters. I've been very busy and very tired after the camp and had a baptism that I was thinking was going to be later that I decided to do today. So I didn't really get to think much about the scriptures and what I was going to say. And they're a little difficult to talk about sometimes because the begats, do you talk about all the people in them? The Hall of Faith that St. Paul talks about, I've talked about it many, many times. And sometimes when you talk about something a lot of times, you don't really know how to say something new about it. Well, I was reading the scriptures this morning, thinking, what am I going to talk about? And as always, often happens for me, not always, but just 9 times out of 10, when I read the scriptures, there's some word or some phrase that just keeps drawing me, and that I just can't get out of my mind. And I might reread it over and over, or just stare at it and think about it for a while. And that's what happened today in the nativity story from Matthew. After he gives the generations, the genealogy, he talks about the birth of Christ, and he describes historical things. They're all good to know, and most of us know them. Even people that are not Christian at least know some of these details. But then he quotes from Isaiah, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God is with us. And I kept looking at that name, Emmanuel. God is with us. Now this is a symbolic name. Jesus Christ has many symbolic names. Son of Man. Of course, Son of God is not symbolic. He truly is the Son of God. But the Son of Man means that he took on our humanity. And Emmanuel is a symbolic name, meaning God is with us. And I got to thinking about that. I'm thinking the whole purpose of the incarnation was so that God could be with us. And I was thinking, over the course of my Christian life, how little I have experienced God. I know a lot about God. I pray to God. I know a lot of prayers. I've seen a lot of marvelous things happen. But how often have I experienced God? So much that is as much as I would experience the sun. When you go outside and the sun is bright, there's just absolutely no doubt that the sun is with you. You feel its warmth. You see its brightness. You can't even look directly at it. And there's no doubt that the sun is in the sky. And there's no good doubt that God is with us. But how often do we feel him as we feel the sun? Which one of us would say that we feel him all the time? Do you know that that's the purpose of your life, is to feel him? In fact, to have him be within you. And to be one with him. That's the purpose of your life. So we have a nativity story, and we have some beautiful theology about the genealogy. Those are all good things to know. And especially in this time, less so for the Eastern Orthodox, more for the West. There's all this stuff about Christmas. And of course, you throw in all the ridiculous stuff about Santa Claus and all that other garbage, and it obscures the whole purpose of God becoming man, so that God would be with us. Now, of course, this can be taken in a literal way. God was with us. Jesus Christ became man. The God-man Jesus Christ was with his people and among his people. But it means something much more than that. You were called for God to be with you. So, as I was thinking about what to speak about, I thought, there's something that is just, I'm obsessing over in the past probably couple years. I've been a priest for over 20 years now. In March, it'll be my 21st anniversary. And I feel I barely know anything. But over the course of the last few years, latter quarter of my priesthood so far, I've learned more about what is truly necessary, what is truly important. That's why we serve a daily liturgy, one weekday liturgy. We'd like to serve more. Because it's so important to be with God, to be in His presence. Do you know that when you pray, that you should have one sole goal? You can be asking God for things. You can be praising Him for things, thanking Him for things. You can be asking for yourself or others. But primarily your goal, your desire should be to be in His presence, to experience Him. Do you remember the woman with the issue of blood? All she wanted to do was be in His presence. She didn't need to make herself known. She didn't feel the necessity to announce herself. All she wanted to do was touch His garment, to be in His presence. And she had faith that she would be healed. We must be like that. When you come to liturgy and all of the services, you must have an ardent desire, a burning desire, a pain in your heart that makes you want to be in God's presence, to experience Him, just as Adam and Eve before the fall experienced Him, spoke with Him face to face. Moses also on the mount spoke to God. But for the most part, we don't speak to God in that way. We don't experience Him in that way. The very holy, they experience God in that way, but we're not like that. So we come to liturgy and we're distracted. And we could say we're distracted by the children or by the noise or by people arriving late. And that's really a cop-out. We're distracted because inside of us is all this noise and all this ignorance. And God is among us right now. God is with us right now. How many of you feel Him as much as you feel your breath? As much as you feel your skin. Do you feel God like that? That should be your goal. Now I would ask you to change the way that you come to liturgy. First thing I would ask you to do is to realize that liturgy is the culmination of a preparation period to meet God. So if you come to liturgy only on Sunday, and perhaps even at 10 or 15 minutes after we've already begun the service, then you're cheating yourself. You're starving to death and you don't even know it. You must come to liturgy with the intent to meet God, to be in His presence. Merely that, because God is good, and to be in His presence means all is right. There can be nothing wrong. There can be nothing unholy. There can be nothing painful if we are in the presence of God. But we do a lot of unholy things, and there's a lot of bad things that happen to us, and there's a lot of times when we have a lot of regrets, and that shows that we're not often in the presence of God. You should come to the vigil service, very few of you do, to prepare yourself, to get your soul in the right frame of mind, away from the world, so that you're ready when the liturgy occurs, and God shows Himself more powerfully than in any other time, you feel Him. That should be your goal. Because that's why God became man, so that we would feel Him. An awful lot of people think God became man so that we'd be forgiven our sins. That's not true. That's just incidental to why God became man. God forgave sins before Jesus Christ. All the time. The incarnation of Jesus Christ was so that our sins would be obliterated, would be no more, so that we'd be perfected. And if we're perfected, then we can be in the presence of He who is perfect, without shame, without fear, without confusion, and God will be with us. So the Nativity is the beginning of that process. God becomes man. And He grows up and lives a perfect life as a man. and he shows others how to live that perfect life. All the while being in his presence. And that's how they learn, by being with him. Not just the things he said. In fact, mostly we learn not from the things that people we honor and respect say, but how they live. And the apostles and disciples saw how Jesus lived. And there was something in their heart that wanted to live like that. And so when the Holy Spirit came, they were capable of living like that. And then they transmitted that way of living to us. It's not about forgiveness. It's about perfection. It's about experiencing God. So I hope that you come to liturgy with that expectation. Not come to liturgy because, well, I haven't been here for 3 weeks. I've got to come. You know, I've got to come to liturgy occasionally. Or not come because, well, you know, my grandmother died and I have to offer something for her. Or not come because, well, you know, that's what you do on Sunday. You come to liturgy. None of those reasons are valid reasons. The only reason to be in liturgy is to experience God. And hopefully, as an Orthodox Christian, to prepare yourself for the mysteries and to experience God from within, where we partake of his body and blood. And we're changed. And things in us that are broken become fixed. And things that are unwhole become complete. That should be your whole desire. Not just come to fulfill an obligation. I'll tell you one other thing about experiencing God. All of your prayer should be with the desire to be in the presence of God, to experience God. If you're a kind of person who wakes up in the morning late, has a cup of coffee, runs out the door, and maybe says a couple prayers, maybe the Otche Nach or something like that, as you're flying down the highway, you're not getting it, you're not doing it right. You should desire to pray to be in the presence of God. Of course you should pray when you're flying down the highway, absolutely. But that shouldn't be your only prayer. You should have some time during the day. Don't kid yourself. Don't tell me or tell anybody else that you don't have time. That's not true. That's not true. You have time. You can find it. In which you are praying in a way that's intense to be in the presence of God. Best way I know of is to pray the Jesus Prayer. And for myself, I pray, when I'm really praying intensely, I just say, Lord Jesus, or even Jesus, with my heart having the intention, but not really it being expressed in my mind. God already knows what's in my heart. That's hard prayer to do. I don't know how many of you try to do it. It's easy to rattle off the Trisagion or to say a canon or an Akathist or something of that nature, and that's all good prayer to do. It should also be done. Even the holiest of saints always still had a prayer rule with those types of prayers. But just to rattle it off? No. We must be in the presence of God. That's the point of prayer, to experience him. And this word, Emmanuel, he came to this earth to give us that experience. He gave us himself. It's the best gift that he could give to us. Therefore, it's the best gift that you can give to others. I recently gave a little talk about prison ministry, and I kind of shoehorned a bunch of other stuff into it about prayer and even about marriage. You can listen. It's about marriage. Prison ministry is like marriage. Very much so. I told the youth that the most important thing is that I would be there for those guys. I gave a sort of a little saying. 90% of life is just showing up. And when it comes to Christianity, 100% of life is just to be in God's presence. The best that I can do for my guys in jail is to be in their presence. Be there for them. The best that you can do for your children, for your wife, for your husband, is to be in their presence. I'm speaking as a broken man. I'm speaking as one who has not always done that. So I'm not asking you to follow my example. I'm asking you to learn from my mistakes. And I'm asking you to, when you pray, pray with one desire, to be in God's presence, because Jesus Christ is Emmanuel, which means he wants to be with you. It's the whole purpose of prayer. It's the whole purpose of life, is to be with God and in God. So we're about to celebrate the Nativity. It will be Thursday. And there will be great joy and wonderful singing. But the primary meaning of Nativity is summed up by this name, Emmanuel. God is with us. Is God with you? Do you feel him? If you don't, you better figure something out. What is it that's keeping you from feeling God? Are you too busy? Are you too distracted? Are you too sinful? Are you too lazy? Are you too ignorant? Barely know the scriptures? Rarely open a prayer book? Rarely commune the mysteries? Come to church late without the proper frame of mind? Is that possibly any one of those things, or many of them, a reason why you don't feel God as much as you feel the sun or the wind? That's your purpose, for God to be with you. He wants to be with you. If you don't feel him, it's not because of him. It's because of you. Try to learn to pray with more intensity. If I can teach any of you to desire to do this, then my work is done, because I can't teach you how to do it. I don't know how to do it. When I do pray intensely, I wouldn't be able to tell you how I did it. But I can tell you that when I do, all's right with the world. And there's this hope in my heart that nothing can take that hope away. That knowledge, that remembrance of being in the presence of God, even if it was just for a moment. So this is what I want you to do, to pray with great intensity, to understand that our Lord became man, and we're celebrating that occurrence in Nativity for one reason only, so that you could be in his presence, and he would be in yours, and you would be one with him, and he with you. That you would be united to him and perfected in him. And there would be no sorrow or sighing. There would be no sin. There would be no confusion. There would be no repentance. Because all would be right. That's the purpose of our Lord becoming man. Thank God that our Lord is Emmanuel. He's with us. And God bless you and help you. I hope you fulfill this.